With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. A Montana state prison guard plans to plead guilty in a drug smuggling case. Federal prosecutors allege Martin Reap smuggled methamphetamine and marijuana to prisoners from February 2015 until the end of April 2016. A plea deal filed today says Reap will plead guilty to accepting bribes in exchange for prosecutors dropping drug conspiracy, possession, and distribution charges. Bozeman leaders are set to vote tonight on whether they should split up Montana's largest high school. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the Bozeman School Board will vote on a committee recommendation that it's time to build a second school. Bozeman High School serves about 2,000 students, a number that's expected to grow to 2,400 by the year 2020. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle says the board meets tonight at 6 p.m. at Wilson School. Federal officials have struck a deal with Wyoming to buy a square mile of state land inside Grand Teton National Park for $46 million by the end of this year. Governor Matt Mead and Interior Secretary Sally Jewell announced the agreement today at the Western Governors Association meeting in Jackson. Under the deal, Congress would appropriate half of the purchase price, with private donations covering the rest. Wyoming has owned the land since statehood. The land never became part of Grand Teton, despite being surrounded by park land on all sides. On Saturday, a tornado tore through Baker, a small town in eastern Montana. The Billings Gazette reports that the tornado touched down in Baker on Saturday evening. Baker Rural Fire Department Chief Tom Bruja says the storm severely damaged more than 30 homes and completely destroyed a half dozen. Candlelight vigils were held around Montana yesterday evening in honor of the victims of the Orlando shooting. Bree Zinder reports from Missoula.
Over 200 members of the LGBT community and allies gathered on the campus of the University of Montana. Many got up to share their own stories and offer support. Some of the people said that they felt like the attack was an attack on all of them. Kim Spurzum is a volunteer for several LGBT advocacy groups in Missoula. She says that even Missoula isn't quite as safe as many people think it is.
I work with kids that are in this crowd tonight and across this state, and they kill themselves, they try to cut themselves, they're f***ed up, they're kicked out of their homes, and it's not safe. Every time you say it's safe for people of color, for people with disabilities, for f***ing LGBTQ people in Montana, it's not true. We're dying.
Spurzum says that with the sadness that comes with this tragedy, there's always hope in the LGBT community.
I think just find pride in yourself and find a way to express that, whether it's through music, poetry, journaling. You just gotta love yourself for where you're at.
Dennis Eisen came out as gay just 2 years ago.
I'm hurt that we have to still today be careful and be aware of our surroundings and who we associate with, because you just never know who can pretty much rob you blind or kill you.
Lambda, an advocacy group for LGBT people at UM, put on the event. You can find out more information at mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Bree Zinder.
Officials say no damage has been reported following a 4.3 magnitude earthquake this morning in a lightly populated area in western Montana, just north of the Idaho border. The West Yellowstone Police Department in Montana and the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in Idaho say no calls have come in following the tremor that the U.S. Geological Survey says occurred at 5:15 a.m. near Red Rock Lakes National Wildlife Refuge. A refuge employee reports no damage. State lawmakers are working on bills to allow funding for K-12 special education programs to keep up with inflation. One says the funding was overlooked last session. Corn Cates Carney reports.
In the last legislative session, general education funding was given an increase to keep up with inflation, but special education was not, says Billings Democratic Representative Kathy Kelker.
In terms of just equal opportunity, the inflationary increase should be a no-brainer. that should have happened.
Because it didn't, Kelker says school districts have had to dip into their general funds to pay for special education costs.
It's adversely affecting relationships. It's like special ed is stealing money from general ed, and it's not the fault of the children or the people who work in special ed. It's just the system that we have.
Statewide, the average local district is paying more than 40% of special education costs from its regular education funding. The School Funding Commission will meet again later this summer to review bill proposals before finalizing them for the session. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.